This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Allergy and Asthma Information Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Clifford Bassett, Director of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York. Dr. Bassett, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Great to be with you. Be allergy savvy and get ready for allergy season early, and that will really make the difference for your sufferers out there.
You're not kidding, and I'm glad that we have connected to get us ready for that. So is it true that older adults can suffer from seasonal and indoor allergies? And if so, why is that?
Well, the bad news is aging is not usually a favorable thing for most people. But in general, most people tend to become less allergic as they get older. But over the last few decades or so, we've seen a different trend. We've seen certainly a lot of young kids and adolescents have allergies. They may be a little drop-off during adolescence and early adult, but back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and even 50s now, we're seeing a 50% rise in individuals, adults, who are having allergy symptoms, seasonal symptoms, indoor symptoms, pet symptoms for the very first time. So it is on the rise, and the key is to have your game plan in place, and that's what we're talking about today.
What are the best choices in flowers, plants, shrubs for those with allergies?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, we're really trying to avoid plants and flowers that are very fragrant, and they can really irritate the lining of your eyes and nose. You go into a department store, they're spraying colognes, cleaning chemicals. People have allergies, they're very easily irritated. So plants that have very strong scents and fragrances, those are the ones, star jasmine, rose, all of these different plants, if they bother you and they make you sneeze and they drive you crazy, irritate your eyes, you want to try and avoid them. In my office, we have fresh-cut flowers weekly, but we pick the ones that are not aromatic and not irritating to our patients with allergies. Again, plan ahead. If you're a gardener, we have a whole bunch of tips that we could share with your people during the season in terms of how to garden with minimal allergy misery, and that's what we're talking about, is strategies and survival things that really work for our patients.
Could an individual really be allergic to their cosmetics and or skincare products?
Absolutely. We see people all the time. They're coming in with puffy eyelids, irritation on their face, around their eyes. They look like they haven't slept in days. And some of them haven't because they may be workaholics because I do live in a big city. However, a lot of people are allergic to their cosmetics. Or a common phenomenon is they're allergic to the nail polish, moisturizers, creams, preservatives that they wouldn't even think about. So seeing an allergist or a dermatologist for evaluation of possible skin allergies, that's another thing we can take a look at. Find the products that you tolerate better, you're going to feel better, and hopefully you're going to look better as well.
Today we are joined by Dr. Clifford Bassett, Director of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York, here on eHealth Radio's Allergy and Asthma Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Bassett, do allergy injections or shots really work, and if so, how?
The best and most comprehensive long-term treatment we have are allergy injections. They're the only immune treatment that's available in the world right now that will absolutely slow down, recede, and stop the progression of your allergies. In the U.S., the FDA has allergy injections or subcutaneous immunotherapy or allergy shots approved for those individuals with seasonal allergies, indoor allergies, pet allergies, asthma, and so forth. And I have over a 90% success rate in our practice. The good news, it's a couple years of your time in terms of the commitment, like at the gym, putting the time in. You'll see something later on. With an allergy patient that suffers, there's nothing like it. Steady, slow progress, and all of a sudden, the light switch goes off and the allergy symptoms tend to dissipate. And so I've found in my patient population, it's a wonderful strategy for people who really suffer. And it's a more natural type of outcome to fix the problem and not suppress it.
Now, what foods may aggravate anyone's seasonal allergies?
Well, that's a great question. And we know up to 70% of people who have seasonal allergies may in fact have allergies or reactions, particularly mouth reactions, itchy throat, itchy mouth, can affect seasonal allergy symptoms, drive you crazy when they eat or ingest fresh fruits and vegetables during the season. Very common. Apple, pear, carrots, stone fruits, even a cup of coffee that may have contained fresh hazelnut, it may cross-react with some of the pollens you're actually allergic to, causing a double whammy, seasonal symptoms, and now you have oral and mouth itchiness worsening allergy symptoms as a result of what we call a cross-reaction. That's known as oral allergy syndrome. The good news is that during the season, it may be more symptomatic, but during the off-season, like myself, during the winter, I can eat apples and these other fruits and I'm fine. And one of the collateral benefits of allergy injections is these types of reactions to fresh fruits, vegetables, spices, and nuts, which tend to be mild and tend to be around the mouth area, they tend to dissipate. So that's the good news.
How about telling our listeners where they can be in contact with you and to also get more information about your practice online?
Right. Well, we're at allergyepidemic.com, allergyreliefnyc.com, and on Twitter, we're at allergyreliefny. We have a whole host of tips to get people through the season that's upon us, just weeks away. The allergy season is coming earlier and earlier and lasting longer, so we want to protect people, get them a game plan that will work for them, and let them see an allergist in their community and get tested and get the right treatment for themselves and their family this year.
Dr. Bassett, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion on the topic that we've been discussing today?
I think people don't realize how allergies affect you at work, at home, sleeping, quality of life. It really affects not only how you feel, how you breathe, but how you really look. And we can not only improve how people feel with simple strategies, prevention tips, medications, shots, or whatever's necessary, as well as looking at the aesthetics and just looking better and feeling better by sleeping better. So it's a quality of life condition. It's very, very easy to try and turn things around for an individual that's been suffering for a short period of time or even a long period of time. And the key is be proactive, develop a plan in place before those symptoms begin, and learn some simple strategies that will really make the allergy season so much more pleasant for you and your family members if you're affected.
Very helpful information. We've been speaking with Dr. Clifford Bassett, Director of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York, and the website of reference once again is allergyreliefnyc.com. Dr. Bassett, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great to be with you.
Thank you. Come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Allergy and Asthma Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.